From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged Saturday that the United States is maintaining direct channels of communications with North Korea. Marissa Melton has more.
Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk and called for a calming of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, adding it was incumbent on the North to halt the missile launches. Tillerson said this was not a dark situation, that the U.S. had up to three channels to Pyongyang, and conversations were actively taking place. Tillerson did not elaborate about those channels or the substance of any discussions. While Tillerson affirmed that the U.S. would not recognize North Korea as a nuclear power, he also said the Trump administration had no intention of trying to oust North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ricardo Rossello, the governor of Puerto Rico, said Saturday that significant amounts of food and water had arrived in Puerto Rico and the government will help distribute them.
We are coordinating all of the logistics with FEMA so that we can make sure that they arrive at their destination.
U.S. President Donald Trump blamed Puerto Ricans on Saturday for failing to do enough to dig out from the damage caused by Hurricane Maria, saying criticism leveled at his government for the slow response was driven by politics. More than half of the 3.4 million people who live on the island do not have access to drinking water, and 95% remain without power. Greek police announced they have arrested eight migrant traffickers who reportedly smuggled 38 migrants through Greece's land border with Turkey. All the arrests were made on Friday in northern Greece in four separate incidents. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Thousands of Catalans marched in central Barcelona Saturday afternoon defending the unity of Spain and against a disputed referendum on the region's independence that separatist politicians want to hold Sunday. They chanted, "Don't let them fool you, Catalonia is Spain," and slogans calling for regional president Charles Puigdemont to step down. One protester said the vote was illegal and a crime. Supporters of the Catalan independence referendum prepared Saturday to spend a second night camping in schools with their children on the eve of a banned vote. Parents began to gather in schools with their children on Friday and said they planned to remain there until Sunday to make sure people could vote. Barcelona resident Pablo Larrangada wondered why they weren't being allowed to participate in the biggest expression of democracy, voting. He didn't know what would happen tomorrow, but vowed to vote peacefully. Catalan authorities have pledged to make the voting possible even if police, acting on judges' orders, manage to close polling stations and seal off ballot boxes. If a yes vote wins, they have promised to declare independence within 48 hours. Bangladesh is moving almost 500,000 Rohingya Muslims scattered over dozens of makeshift camps in Cox's Bazar into one sprawling camp. They hope to have more control over the spiraling number of refugees. Sawar Salam administers the new camp.
The government of Bangladesh has specially provided 2,000 acres of land for the maintenance of these refugees, and they will be provided. They will be provided sanitation, shelters, foods, medicines, and other humanitarian assistance to them.
Nearly 500 people have been killed and more than 500,000 Rohingya have fled from Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape what the United Nations has called a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Airstrikes on villages and towns held by the Islamic State group in eastern Syria have killed and wounded dozens a day after an attack by the extremists killed more than 120 pro-government fighters and briefly cut off the highway linking the capital Damascus with eastern Syria. It was not clear if the airstrikes were carried out by Russians or the U.S.-led coalition. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, takes effect Sunday. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. From Studio 24 in the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.